Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, group, we get together again by God's help. I got you left there. Hey, group, adapta pamani totin, chicken beef, tinu, moon, juice, sakarun, blap, working in mana, hagayun, ulaka, food, mastiki sapu, tema poke, tena, tinu, hagayun, ikayuku, pluta, tema, ilimni, negate, which you would arayun, tema, sayaklo, pekan, has maklu. Demagayo na lalugo sa mana ang alatsukalaw ng tuwag tingin inumarakto. Denak din inumayukin, dema kanyang nagkalaw ng ati. Upirayip din ilawlal sa tema inumarun. Kaya na Jesus sulit ko yati iblo taman na. Abing nga ito lakalaw sa tinin, tamakunan ni iblo ni. Kau nagiligin niya kaptiyo, dema ilawagpig kalaw niya sa ilawit ako na yung sumitin. Kayong nalhati yung ilisumaritin. Kaya na Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mildred. We'll have the roll call at this time.
Yes. Victoria Winnelick.
Here.
Mildred Sage.
Here.
Magdalene Tickle.
Here.
Walter Douglas.
Here.
Truman Table, yes. Elmer Armstrong,
here.
Percy Jackson,
here.
Billy Sheldon,
here.
Okay, the ones that are not here are Herbert. Plane didn't make it into Kobuk yesterday. Flora, Carmen, the plane didn't make it into Deering yesterday. The plane made it into Buckland, but Nita and her alternate were both not feeling good.
Mm-hmm. On our agenda, we have borough report, borough mayor candidate, setting priorities for fiscal year 87, mental health grant, Frank Ferguson resignation, Liquidate awards and annual meeting, Nana board seat. And then for this afternoon, we have, if we couldn't get them all this morning, social rehabilitation director, reorganize Aboriginal senior citizens, February meeting that's in Anchorage. Jim Elliott, report from villages, and other. Before we go on with our agenda, do you have anything to add on to our agenda? Any one of you elder representatives from the villages? Sumit tamna ilya dikshayt pising, sumit upo dikshayt pising, bring up the hook of the neck.
Mr. Chairman, only one item. Our money, 130 meet. Rehab bumming it up, flip off, but Lia Kayakol.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll go on with the first one on our agenda. Borough report.
I'm going to give a borough report.
Well, just I didn't know how else to put it. I'm just going to put Schaefer's goodbye or what.
Okay. When Reggie told me you were meeting, and I wasn't leaving till noon today, I asked him if he'd put me on the agenda, and I guess I'm the borough report. As you know, I took position of Commissioner and Adjutant General of the Department of Military Affairs, actually effective the 9th of December. So I've been on the job for a month. I've been running back and forth trying to do that job down there and trying to get to keep the borough going, get it squared away for the next people who take over. Marie Green, the president of the Borough Assembly, is the acting mayor until the election February 17th. She'll be the mayor. She is now. She's just home sick, so she couldn't make it here. I'm glad that you've asked the candidates to come and talk to you. I know I've had elders already come and talk to me, asking me who they should tell people to vote for, because people are coming to the elders saying, you know, who should we vote for? And by having these candidates here talk to you, you'll have a better idea of who you should tell people are the ones they should vote for. This is the way to do it. They should come to you and let you know that they're concerned about where elders fit into our Inupiat society, and they should know that you have a lot of influence on people in your villages. And by coming here, they show that respect for the elders. And they should think when they get a chance to do it, go to the elders in the villages too. As far as the borough is concerned, we had just gotten it started. There's a lot of work that still has to be done. I've spent the last couple of weeks working with both Marie and Jeff Smith, who just came to work for the borough, explaining what I thought about where the borough should be going and the programs that they should be working on. So they're pretty much, geared up to at least carrying it through until the next mayor gets elected. And I wrote the important things down on paper so that Marie can pass them on to the and talk to the next whoever gets elected when they come on board. So at least they'll have the benefit of my thinking on where I think the borough should be going. That kind of stuff, where the kind of things that the borough does, the government type stuff, a lot of it is pretty much things that you have to do because you're organized as a government, and that's what governments do. And state law requires you to do some of the stuff. But how you do it, I think, is more important than anything else. You have to remember that these laws are made by people in Juneau. They get input from all over the state. Most of the people live in the rail belt area, from Fairbanks down to the Kenai Peninsula. Most of the people in the state, probably about three quarters of them. So they have the most influence. They elect the most people to the legislature. So anytime they pass laws, they don't quite fit us. They're not made for Inupiats. So whenever you start to apply these laws, it becomes important that the people that are doing it recognize that and then try to implement them so that they fit our people better than they would if you just went straight across the board. And the way you do that is by electing people who are Inupiat, who think Inupiat, who are concerned about our culture and our people. And you'd think, that I was saying that the mayor is, really important, and the mayor is. But the mayor doesn't work in a vacuum. The mayor has other people that he has to report to, work with, and that's the assembly. And the assembly is not going to change just because, we're going to have a mayor's election. And you have a real good assembly. some of the top people, and they, all of them are, you know, very in your path in the way they think. So you don't have to worry about that. Now, the only concern I would have about the mayor and why I think it's really important is the Red Dog Project. The mayor has got quite a bit of power in this borough, and they screw up the Red Dog Project. And that would be a concern of mine. I'm not sure if it's a concern of any of the, or all of the candidates, but that's something that, that you have to be concerned with. The Red Dog Project is the only big project that will provide jobs for our people. Sure, not automatic, there's a lot of work to be done, but it's the only thing. And we've been working on it, some of us, for 10 years to get it this far. And the borough, I think, has to support that project, make it work. If, you know, if the borough wants to fool around with it, try to get as much benefit from it for the borough as it can, it ought to wait until after the thing is going for a while. And, you know, and I'm saying this because you've got candidates here, most of them, four of them, four out of five, and I think one of these four will be the one to be elected. I'm doing this for their benefit because I, you know, I wanted to get this opportunity to say this. The borough is in a position to either support or be a thorn in the side of that project. And I think, you know, if the project is really shaky. The margins for profit are real low for a mine. The long term it looks good, short term though, it's really marginal, which is why we had to get state support for the road and port. And why we had to get it out of the North Slope Borough, because they knew the North Slope Borough was going to be not supported. You know, they would be trying to get as much as they could out of it, which would make this project probably fold up. At least Norm Anderson, the former chairman, was saying that if it stayed in the North Slope Borough, he didn't think the project would go. And our borough, you know, even if it's smaller and doesn't have as much money, still has the same kinds of powers as the North Slope Borough. And it can make a difference in that project. So you know, that would be my biggest concern is that. the only other things that that I feel a little bad about that I didn't really get a chance to get into, because the borough is a government and should be concerned about the problems of the people, are the same problems that you elders have been concerned about for a long time, and that's drugs and alcohol. Abuse. And I never really got to the point where I got the borough going enough where I could start looking at that. But that's something that, you know, the borough has got to address, just as the cities in their own ways try to address it. The borough has to at least be supportive of the cities, if not come up with its own ways of helping to try and solve some of those problems. And that's where we get to the Inupiaq Digital Safe program. Because that's the only, as far as I'm concerned, long-term solution to this to our biggest problem. All of the problems that, or almost all the problems that we have, come from, you know, what you elders told us in the beginning, the lack of values. And Inupiaq Digital Safe is the only long-term program we have to address values. I talked to the advisory school boards yesterday. They're meeting here in Kotzebue right now, and I told them that that as far as my own personal assessment of the Inupiaq Digital Safe program, we have not failed since we started in '82. In fact, you know, we've come a long ways in some areas. Some areas we, you know, you could take particular areas we tried to work on, and there we were failures, but in some areas where we're not. And two areas especially stand out as far as I'm concerned. And one is the Inupiaq Day programs in the schools. It's the need a lot more work, but they're going. We're getting a lot more support, and I ask them to support those programs and get them working more in their schools. The other is the elders' councils. And I think, if nothing else, we've strengthened the role of elders in our region through this program. At least this council, and in some cases the elders, you know, if they were not still strong, we at least got them revitalized, got them going again in the villages. Some villages are still having problems, and that's something that you have to address here. Our committees that worked on coming up with programs in the last few months, we were not able to address that. We can't go telling elders what to do. We can't go telling elders how they should conduct their business. That's something you people have to do yourself. You have to come up with your own training program or assistance program. And some of you have to go to the villages that need help and sit down with the elders and try and get them to play a more active role in their villages. So that's something you have to do. As far as I'm concerned, I'm only leaving for 4 years, and I'll still try to do what I can to help from where I'm at. I work for you. I don't work for the state. Years ago, I figured out that where I fit, as far as I was concerned. I come from this region. I work for the people in this region. The only reason I took this job is because some of the leadership in this region said, you go take that job. So I went. So as far as I'm concerned, it's like, you know, you just sent me out to do a job, and then I'm going to come back. How far I come fit when I come back, it's, I don't even worry about that. If I don't fit anywhere, I'll go leaving. I'm not worried about it. But I'm sure there'll be something else to do. But in the meantime, while I'm down there, I not only have to run this department that I have now for the state, but I also am going to be at least one, if not the representative of the Alaska Native community in the state government. I know that, the governor knows that. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll continue to represent the people in this region too. So if you need to get a hold of me for any reason, don't hesitate. The job requires that I travel a lot, so you may not be able to catch me, but I got a good secretary, and she'll make sure that I get the message. And so don't hesitate to call me on anything I can help with. And I want you to know that the most enjoyable, most rewarding work that I've done in the last 20 years anyway has been working with you and with Inupiaq Tsetse, and I hope that you know that in the future I'll continue to work with you. I know that you will keep working at it. We had a meeting the other day of some of the committee chairmen of the Inupiaq Tsetse program here, and even though I was leaving and I wasn't really a part of the meeting, I was really pleasantly surprised at how these people were, you know, willing to keep going, work hard at getting the program going. So you got lots of help here to get the programs going and to teach values to our people. And that's, unless you got any questions, that's about all I had.
Any one of you have any question or comment?
Just don't abandon us because of me.
No. I can't. One of these days I'll get good enough to be an elder too, you know. If I move someplace else, they stick elders in homes there, in those other places. It's the only place where the elders still have a decent job to do. Every place else, they throw them away.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we thank you, John, for everything you've done for us. Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have borough mayor candidate.
There's four out of the five candidates that are running for the borough mayor here. And the one that's not here, O.J. Hasner, I talked to him yesterday, and he said although he'd really like to be here, he can't leave his work to do it, so.
Where is he from?
He's from here. He's, I think, president of the Lions Club. He works at his maintenance, in the maintenance department at the hospital.
Yeah.
He's been up here for 3 years, maybe.
Got to be 3 years. It has to be 3 years to run at the office.
Yeah.
At least.
But he's the only one that isn't here. So the four candidates that are here are Frank Stein, Steve Lee, Tommy Fields, and Chuck Green. And you can take them in whatever order you want.
Yeah, maybe we can start off with Tommy. I see closer. Okay, Tom.
Sure. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak here. I work for the City Museum this summer. I used to talk to the tourists every day, and a lot of the questions they ask were, who are these people that live around here? Are they related to the Japanese people, Chinese people, Indian people? Where do they work? What do they do? What do they eat? And the more I answered their questions, the more I thought, boy, you know, it's a really sad thing that's happening to the people here. They said, how many Native people live around here? I said, oh, about 5,000 or 6,000. And how many white people? Oh, 600 or 700 maybe. Who works? I said, well, maybe half of the white people work, and maybe 10% of the Native people work. And they said, aren't those bad numbers? And I said, I think so. I think that's why we have a lot of problems here, because the people don't work, and when you don't work, you have time for other things, drugs and alcohol. No jobs, people feel bad, kids don't go to school, or they go to school and then they don't come back, they don't teach. We have a couple hundred teachers here, and with maybe 175 are no lonely people, and they, every year for 20 or more years, they've been saying, when you guys go to school and learn, you guys could take over and be the teachers, and everything like that. But what do we got, only six maybe? That makes me feel bad, because our children can never ever look up and try to be what, you know, what the teachers are, because they're no lonely people, and I'm not a prejudiced person. I give Steve and other people respect and do that, want to have open hearts and want to do things. But as long as the people are not working, how can the kids look up to see what they can be? That's why we have a high suicide rate. It really makes me feel bad. You know, they say, well, what do you eat? Do they have churches? Are they healthy? Who works? What's in the future? Who's in charge? Is it traditional? Are the old people in charge? Or do you have mayors or councilmen? And what do they do when they get on there? So all I had to answer was, oh, we have maybe 30 or 50 suicides every year, or attempts. All the people are unemployed. For me, I'd like to see 85% of the jobs in this region go to the Inupiaq people, because that's the only really true way, you know? I've been writing letters to the newspaper complaining about things, and I've complained so much that some people have said, geez, I hate to see that guy write another letter. All he does is bitch. Some no-meat guy came up to me yesterday and said, what are you going to do? Why do you keep writing letters? Are you trying to make trouble between the natives and the white people? Everybody's happy around here. Don't start up no trouble. Don't turn the no-meat people against the Inupiaq people or the other way around. If you keep doing that, man, we'll never hire hire you and any of your friends. All you're trying to do is make trouble. This is a happy place. My family lives here. We're Americans. I can come here. I can get any job I want. If you want to get a job, you go to school too. Be like me. Do it the American way. But in truth, every job around here could be taken by an Alokmi person because they all qualify more than this. And we just sit back and we let them do these things, you know? And I'm not being racially prejudiced. I'm angry a little bit and upset because what does my children have to look forward to? Will they come back? They won't get no teaching job. The only teachers that come back are the children of the teachers, you know? When we look at the people, only their kids are coming back. And there's only so many jobs. That means they'll have them all the time. And we'll keep drinking, and we'll keep smoking pot and doing drugs. And we'll keep committing suicide. And they'll say, it's their fault. The government gave them millions of dollars. They're rich. Government gave them millions of acres of land. They're rich. Look at that. They're so rich, they own a mine up there. But look at how many people work up there. Not one any bad person was working at the Red Dog. What's it going to be like when they really start up? They're going to come in here, and they're going to say, where's your union card? You can't work here unless you belong to a union. How about you? You never go to college. You can't work here. Go hunt. Go eat muktuk. And pretty soon they're going to say, I get the right to eat muktuk too. How come I can't go hunting in the ocean? Then the governments are going to say, that's right. Only Inupiaq people can hunt in the ocean. Let's change that law. And pretty soon we'll be really low. Pretty soon they have 500, 700 Nolokmi people move here to work at that Red Dog mine. They'll be in charge. And where will we be again? I have ideas about how to stop alcoholism, suicide, all of these things, you know. But my ideas could be compared to being radical because people don't hear these things. I drink once in a while. In my young days, I used to smoke pot, but then that's young days, you know. Who says I won't do it again in the future? But the people here, that's all they have to look forward to. Because when you're unemployed, what's there to do? Let's go get a six-pack of beer and eat. Forget it. Let's get high tonight. I get no work. And then they feel bad because they don't have jobs and they're on welfare. And what else do they do? They go home, they have to pick on somebody. They can't pick on the lonely people, so they beat up their old ladies. And their kids feel bad and they don't finish school. All of these things. And I know there's going to be problems in the future with the borough here. What if that Red Dog don't start up? They're going to have to get money someplace. So they'll say, we're going to have to tax you people. Then they'll start taxing us. I hear stories from my friends at Point Hope and Barrow that people are losing their houses because they can't pay taxes on their houses. And that's scary. 10 years from now, 15, 20 years, who's going to pay the taxes for us? The way it is right now, our kids won't have no jobs. The Nolokmi people, if you look at the front beach around here, they're buying up all the land. They take all the jobs. And I think that's a very unfair thing. And because some people like me say, hey, we need them. We need jobs. They say, shut that man up. He's being prejudiced. Some of my girlfriends are Nolokmi people. I'm part Nolokmi myself. My mom's in Inupiaq. My dad is part, he can kongsi, I can kongsi in Inupiaq if you need me on that Tulumik. But they're going to be even worse than me someplace down the line, the young people. So I thought, geez, I could keep writing letters or I could go away to Hawaii and forget these things and not let it bother me. But the more I think about it, like John says, this is my home and I want to be here and I want to live here. And I'm going to keep writing letters and keep trying to change these things. And if I were, you know, fortunate enough to be elected, I would work with the people who are on the assembly now, but I would try to put my ideas forward too to give more jobs to more people. And I would use every kind of little thing in that borough to make sure all the people here are trying to work instead of people from the outside world. It really makes me feel bad, and they come up and they fish and they take the money away and we're left with nothing. And I think that's going to happen in the future, and I'd like to be a part of trying to change all of that. And there's a lot of people like me that sound this way, but they're too bashful to speak up. They say, Eddie, you speak for us, you write a letter, you bitch. But everybody thinks this way. And I don't really see any future. If we keep going like this, we're losing it. Every year there's more suicides. every year more cancers. But yesterday, 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was walking home from the post office, and there was this guy sitting in the snow with no shoes, no jacket. You know how cold it was yesterday? 5 o'clock in the afternoon, people walking by, they said, somebody will take him home, somebody will take him home. We had to carry him in the Nulopi, and that's what happens all the time. That's what's going to continue to happen here. If you people want it to be dry, I have an idea how to turn it dry. You know, if you want other ideas, I'd be happy to listen to them. If you want it dry, everybody come to Kotzebue for one day, register as voters, go back to your villages, have it come up, everybody come here, vote, then go back to the villages. Then you'll be in charge. That's the only way for the people to be in charge here, is for them to all be one together. I know lots of us used to get angry, like Manalo. People would say, hey, those guys from Nana, and Nana would say, hey, those guys from Manalo. Any of the IRA, any of those people. But I think it's time now to say, hey, we should do this, we should do that. And that's what I would work for. And that's why I put my name down. Even if I don't make it, what I talked about, the people that get elected, they'll have to do something about it. So whether I get on there or not,